Across the country from Hollywood, behind the football stadium at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, is a circle of enormous granite stones. It's a sun wheel, a solar calendar like that at Stonehenge. The stones are lined up to chart the location of the sun on the horizon during solstices and equinoxes. Astronomy professor Judith Young, who commissioned the sun wheel, says it's one of the very few stone circle solar calendars on any university campus. Earlier this week, reporter Susan Kaplan from member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, paid a solar visit.
It's about 5:45 in the morning. The sunrise is hidden behind the clouds on this cold, muddy, and snowy first day of spring. Out in a field, a small woman, bundled up warmly head to toe, sets up a card table and boxes of pamphlets for a presentation on the vernal equinox. About 10 cars pull up, and a group of some 40 groggy-eyed 10th and 11th graders emerge and slosh towards the stone circle. Professor Young begins.
Stone circles are calendars, and they're the original calendar that human beings used to keep track of time.
Young uses an umbrella as a pointer to lead the class of Turner's Falls High School students, a kind of professorial Mary Poppins taking the kids on a journey through space and time.
Imagine yourself living thousands of years ago, and there were no calendars hanging on your walls, and you didn't have the internet or the telephone. All you had was you and your surroundings and where your feet could take you. And if you were very observant, you would have noticed in the course of time that the sun didn't always rise in the same place.
Young spent about a year charting observations at the site before she was ready to place the stones. Some slabs are huge and shaped like an arrow pointing directly at the sky. Young says she wanted to find beautiful rocks. The ones she chose are a grayish granite hewn from a local quarry.
They're all natural, out of the ground, in the exact shapes that you see them, except for their bottoms were cut off so that they would stand flat. The tallest is 10 feet. That's the summer solstice sunrise stone. And most of them are 3 to 5 tons.
Young's quest to build the sun wheel began almost 10 years ago. She says it wasn't easy convincing other professors of its value, even those in her own department.
My colleagues were going in the directions of, you know, what new things can we show while we sit inside the room, either using the computer or, you know, videos or whatever. And to me, that's just the wrong direction to go. That if you're teaching astronomy, what you want to do is get people outside.
At first, Young placed small stones at the site to mark the rising and setting of the sun. But she hadn't gotten approval from the school, and each spring the university would mow the field and scatter her markers. A university dean suggested she seek approval for the project and actively pursue funding. Eventually, she did raise enough money from the university through her own fundraising efforts and with a grant from the National Science Foundation.
This is where the sun should rise today, vernal equinox. It should rise in the due east, and it should set due west, shouldn't it? Equinox.
Today's high school earth science students are just one of many groups who visit the sun wheel. Their teacher, Hannah Neville, says she's been many times before.
And I came down here on December 21st, and we watched the sun go down. It was a beautiful sight, and you know that Professor Young did a tremendous amount of convincing and persuading to get somebody to do this for the cheap.
Teachers and students, Cub Scouts and members of the general public, they all come here to Professor Young's sun wheel. About 3,000 people signed her guest book last year. The site's visitors take away far more than a dry lesson in astronomy. Young says they find solace in a place that conjures up a time long before humans became slaves to their watches, clocks, and calendars. And as they gaze up at the stones and the heavens, they perhaps find, too, a sense of wonder. For NPR News, I'm Susan Kaplan in Amherst, Massachusetts.